Chapter 69, in which Luke meets his destiny.
You cannot hide forever, Luke.
I will not fight you, Father,
Luke calls from the darkness.
Give yourself to the dark side. It is the only way you can save your friends. Yes, your thoughts betray you. Your feelings for them are strong, especially for...
Vader pauses. Luke grimaces. The Emperor rises from his throne to hear what Vader will say. This is unexpected.
Sister. So, you have a twin sister. Obi-Wan was wise to hide her from me, but now his failure is complete. Your feelings have betrayed her, too. If you will not turn to the dark side, perhaps she will.
Never!
Screams Luke, launching himself out of the gloom, lightsaber blazing, fighting as he has never fought before. He swings wildly, madly, using the dark side to move faster and strike harder. He has felt anger and hate before, but never this much fear. Fear for his sister, Leia. It is too much for Vader. He blocks attack after attack, but is pushed back farther each time. Always fueled by hatred, he now gathers additional strength from fear. But it is not enough. Luke lands a blow on his arm, then one on his side. The Sith Lord is forced backward until he reaches the bridge over the reactor shaft. Here, he tries to strike back, but Luke knocks him down. He sprawls onto the bridge, lifting his lightsaber in a vain attempt to block whatever comes next. But Luke slashes with his saber, slicing Vader's arm off. The metal limb tumbles down into the shaft, taking the lightsaber with it. And now, Luke steps onto the bridge, pointing the end of his fiery blade at Vader's throat. The Emperor has come down the stairs to watch all this. It has gone just as he foresaw.
Good. Your hate and your fear have made you more powerful. Now, fulfill your destiny and take your father's place at my side.
Take your father's place. The words ring in Luke's ears. He looks at his father and at his father's severed arm on the ground. But no, it's not a real arm. It's metal and wires, like his own hand. Take your father's place. Can this really be his destiny? To become more machine than man? To become the servant of the Emperor? No, it can't be. Take your father's place. He has come so close. One more swing of the lightsaber, and his father will die. And then yes, he realizes, he would take his father's place. That is where this fight will take him. The only place it can take him. Never! He yells. He throws his lightsaber aside. He turns from his father to face the Emperor unarmed. I'll never turn to the dark side. You failed, Your Highness. I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
So be it, Jedi,
hisses the Emperor. And blinding bolts of energy explode from his hands and instantly wrap themselves around Luke. He screams in agony, but stays on his feet, trying to use the Force to protect himself.
If you will not be turned, you will be destroyed.
Cackles the Emperor, and as the hatred flows through him, the Sith lightning intensifies and overcomes Luke. He can feel the Emperor's thoughts screaming in his own mind, the swirling chaos of fresh anger and long-held hatreds, dark memories and darker hopes. These hurt his mind even more than the dark lightning hurts his body.
Young fool, only now at the end do you understand.
The Emperor is right. Luke had no idea that the dark side was this powerful, that the Force could be used this way. He does understand now, and it is a terrible thing to understand. Luke collapses under the onslaught, clutching at a railing to keep from being pushed into the reactor shaft behind him. But he can do nothing more. The storm of dark energy blots out his own thoughts and makes his body jerk and writhe.
Your feeble skills are no match for the power of the dark side. You have paid the price for your lack of vision.
Luke forces his eyes open and sees that Vader is back on his feet and standing behind the Emperor.
Father, please help me!
Vader looks on, his black mask giving no clue what he might be thinking. The lightning eases for just a moment, and the Emperor takes a last, thoughtful look at Luke. It has been pleasurable to cause this much pain, to unleash the horrors in his own head on another. But now it is time to finally wipe out this threat to his empire. It was rather a small threat in the end, he thinks, hardly worth all the trouble he has taken.
And now, young Skywalker, you will die.
The Emperor steps forward, bearing down on Luke and flinging his hands out in front of him. The lightning erupts again, but stronger than before. And Luke's torment is worse than ever, worse than anything he's ever known. And then, at last, Vader acts. Grabbing the Emperor with what is left of his arms, he lifts his master high in the air and lumbers toward the reactor shaft. And now, with fear added to his anger and hatred, the Emperor turns a yet more powerful lightning attack on Vader. Countless blue bolts seethe across the black mask, burning into both metal and flesh. But though he must be feeling even more pain than Luke did, Vader staggers on. When at last he reaches the open shaft, he hurls the Emperor down into the reactor. It's a long, long way down, and the Emperor fires his lightning upward as he falls. He might still have used his powers to save himself, but his hate is now so strong, his only thought is to cause Vader more pain. So the lightning continues to flicker and flash even after the body is out of sight. And then comes a great explosion when his body finally reaches the reactor and a poisonous wind races up the shaft, knocking Vader at last to the floor. He comes close to falling into the shaft himself, but suddenly his son is there, pulling him back from the edge.